like in I mean the actual pirate ship about to be eaten by crocodiles or whatever it is, you know.
Yes.
The same
anyone
thing.
Out there in a pirate metal band, make sure that you've got your spiel sorted.
Make sure you sound like pirates. You know that the sound, it sounds like pirates. Same with like if you're listening to this band a Viking metal band. When I started listening to those bands, the music sounds like if it was made by Vikings, which is the really cool thing about that. You know.
Indeed.
Some Vikings and pirate film influences on the next Open Sight album?
No, we're more crime film, western, mobsters, that sort of thing is what you're gonna feel like you're in a car chase in a 70s crime film, or you're gonna feel like there's a Tarantino-esque thing going on with us as well. So
fair
yeah,
enough.
Maybe we're more on that genre film sort of thing. The westerns, the old school horror films, the old school thrillers, that sort of thing.
Fair enough.
We are running out of time, so tell us where people can go online to find out more about Open Sight.
OpenSightBand.com, Facebook.com/OpenSightMusic. Instagram, we have some really cool stuff going on TikTok, if you look for Open Sight Band then around there, and we are on all platforms, but if you want to check the visual aspect, check us on YouTube. That's kind of like first and foremost as well, Open Sight Band on YouTube.
Excellent, good stuff. So, well, best of luck with the gig on Friday and with all your other upcoming live shows. And we're going to listen to another track of yours next. What Open Sight track shall we listen to?
Okay, so two things. We're going to listen to a track that we released on Christmas. This is our anti-Christmas song. It's called Midnight Hunger, which is based on the Gremlins soundtrack, if you like that. And everybody who wants to go to Chineries, we wait for you on Friday. And after that, London people, we're going to be playing at the Cars and Horses, brought to you also by Setafest Live, which is a festival in Spain. And there's a lot of people from the London Metal Coalition attending that. And it's a free entry show. It's going to be on February the 3rd. So look us up on January 19th at Chineries with the band that we spoke about, and February the 3rd at the Cars and Horses. Those are the two next appointments.
Excellent. Best of luck with both of those gigs, and, well, we look forward to hearing more from Open Sight in 2024. Thanks for chatting to us, Simon. Open Sight and Midnight Hunger here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And both Open Sight and Hobo are two of the bands who are going to be playing at Chinnery's in Southend tonight. Not tonight, Friday night. Alongside the other two bands, Concrete Age and Donka Carnival, who you'll be able to hear my chats with them very soon. But first up, let's chat to the people who are putting this wondrous gig together. Good evening, 035 Promotions.
Good evening. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
I'm Shalonki, and I'm basically like a head promoter of 035 Promotions.
I'm Bruce. I'm the guy that's responsible for putting words over somebody else's video and calling it our media.
Yeah.
It's a good job, and it's an important one as well. So first things first, Trununki, am I saying your name correctly?
Well, it's Trununki.
Trununki.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it's a very unusual name. I've not come across it before.
Well, I don't think anyone has.
I hope nobody has.
That is nickname, so it's made up. And I wanted one name with no numbers and that, and I thought, what could I have? And he helped me come up with this one, and it was just like, yeah, it's been stuck with me ever since then.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, it has served you well so far. And, well, tell us about how you got into, or how you both got into, the world of gigs.
Well, I've been going to gigs all my life, since the age of 14. I think I see my first concert at the old Toxic Twin Towers, Aerosmith, and ever since then I was like, yeah, love it. So I've been to various gigs, festivals, and then seen some that ain't been quite good with like mashups of bands and that. So I thought, yeah, I'm going to give this a go. And yeah, and then I asked my cousin, asked my mate, and then thought, yeah, let's go for it. And then a little while ago, done Underworld, which was quite good. And then now we've got the second one for Southend. Got two others in the making, one on the 2nd of March. That's at the Moonrakers in Westcliff. And then another one in Chinnery's on the 29th with 10 Plagues.
Excellent. Well, you have grown at quite fast speed by the looks of it.
Yeah, very quick. And that, but, you know, it's a challenging thing, you know, but it's, you know, try and get to put all the upcoming bands that deserve to be heard and get them to be on a good night. So, yeah, and find, because a lot of the bands and that, they have, like they say, they try getting into venues, and the venues are just like, nope, don't want to talk to you. And then I get in contact with them and that, and, you know, they're like, yeah, okay, you can have it. So I don't know. Maybe it's just because if you announce yourself as a promoter, they're like, yeah, you can do it all. It's like, yeah, okay.
No, there's a few years back, I was in a covers band. It was always tricky trying to get out to a pub that's never heard of you, or a club, or trying to get somewhere, because you go into this people that you've never met before and saying, give me money and I'll play loud noises for you. And it's,
can imagine, yeah.
About four or five places we actually got into which played it, and the best one I remember was the Cherry Tree in Dagenham. There was a guy at the bar on his phone, on and off. At the end of the night, it turns out people are trying to get him to go to a barbecue, and he would rather listen to us. So if you get it right, you get it right. And that's something that, since trying to get one of us to do this, it reminds me that I saw Status Quo just here at the Brentwood Centre on their 40th anniversary tour. So it's a massive band in a small place. And I don't know if you're aware of a band called RX Bandits. I'm not sure if they're still about. But I saw them in a common room, in university, in London, until somebody pulled the fire alarm and we all got evacuated. So it's been a case of, we'll go and see the band, if they're good enough, wherever the venue is. But getting the venue...
It doesn't matter if they're not good enough. They still deserve a listen.
Yeah.
And regardless, because then you can, if you get to have a chat with them afterwards, you can give them, like, pointers of, like, maybe if you do this, or maybe if you do that. And that's just going by areas. And... you know, you can take me advice or don't, you know, and entirely up to you. But, you know, I've said it to one band before and that, and they was like, yeah, but this is our first gig. And I'm like, yeah, but don't let it destroy what you want, you know.
Don't get too intimidated by it.
Take pointers from other bands or even from people that's listening. You know, you listen to them and... run with that or don't, and you won't be getting played anywhere. You just take it with like a pinch of salt.
It's the combination you've got to get right, which hopefully we're going to get going forward.
Yeah.
So our first gig, we had over 100 people turn up. Pre-sales were low, but on the day it was quite a good success, which hopefully this Friday at Chinnery's will be as well. And it's finding the bands that work with the other bands that are on, plus people that
rather
want to...
rather than against each other, yeah.
Yeah, they want to host them, can bring them together. And I think it's where Trelunky and I are going to shine, because we do interactions with bands after shows. We'll wait behind and try and see if anybody comes out. I've done several years playing in a band, didn't get very far, admittedly, but I've got that kind of experience with it as well. Bass players are people too. But it's that combination which hopefully we've got together, because we've got experience from my side of being on the stage, Trelunky's experience of being Mr. Chatty Man and talking to everybody off stage. Yeah. Bring all that together with the bands that we think will work, that deserve that chance in a venue they probably never get into without a bit of assistance. Then going forward, hopefully that's going to work for us, and we can help people go from, I've never heard of them, to, what? I'm sorry, I can watch them here? How is a band like that playing in a gig that's a small venue for a big band?
I put up the post for the one in June on the 29th, someone commented on there going, never heard of that band before. I'm buying tickets now. And I'm like, whoa, they're not on sale yet. just hold on.
I saw that. I'm like, oh, you need the beaver.
That's
all that can be done with the right approach. And you find somebody at the right time, you can do a lot with them. Which hopefully we're going to find some bands coming out of, I don't want to say the woodwork, but we're up in London, and some people from Brighton have contacted us.
I was going to say, you've now got like bands from... you know, lots from way out of town getting in touch now.
Well, it's all about bringing to the community, you know, decent music. Like, everyone knows that there's a lot of rock places that play rock, heavy metal, punk, or whatever sort of style. It just seems like they're all dying. You know, they're like the old Ruskin Arms, like that died, you know, and Hollywood's in Romford, that sort of went.
Become a set of flats.
Yeah, and it's just like, it just seems that sort of style of music, it reminds me of Detroit Rock City, really, when they're like, oh, that's the devil's music.
Oh, they still say that today.
And, like, you know, if you listen to that, your eyes are going to bleed, and, you know, you're going to have deformed babies. It's not.
No.
It's only if you...
Yes, it's really not going to happen, listeners. Please let us assure you that.
Yeah, yeah. And that, but they do associate with, like, oh, yeah, you know, that people are going to go out doing wrong things, but it ain't. But, you know, we're just all nice people, want nice music,
some of the nicest people you'll meet sound like this and play really heavy distorted guitars. And it's like, people say, oh, they're going to come and stab me. No. They'll be the person
to come
getting
and
the
save
person
you.
Who stabbed you.
Yes.
They'll step in the way of the knife, which is, you know, you've got a lot of perspective, you've got people's views, people that have never heard it before and go, oh, my God, it's growling, it sounded like somebody trod on a cat.
But he probably did.
You never know. That's how Corey got that scream at the beginning of it.
Yeah, give us a scream, Corey.
Yeah, so this, again, you've got that exposure for the bands that would never normally get it. And it's a case of, you look around for this style of music, and you either got gigs where things are packed out because that somehow they've got a name for themselves, or they come from across the pond, or you've got a gig where there's five people wearing tank tops and stains on them, and nobody else, but the band's amazing. Mm. So find somewhere that the bands will go, find people that are willing to say,
if that's you in that stained t-shirt, come and find us.
Yeah, I want to buy it off you.
Yeah. Or help you on getting on a stage somewhere. Mm. Yeah, it's about bringing basically the good music back to society and that, and getting bands to help each other out as well. And yeah, you know, and that's all what it sort of boils down to, really.
Excellent. Excellent, and it is, and I'm so glad that we're able to give you some support in doing that.
Oh man, it's really a pleasure. Yeah, like, when I sent an email, and I sent an email to quite a few radio stations, and either they're too busy or they've just gone rock music. Oh no, and yeah, and then you message back, and it was like, oh wow, yeah, cool.
Yeah, because I will send it
I'll
out.
Bring some more your way.
I'll send it out some emails and trying to contact places that would put gigs on before we had the name 035 Promotions.
Mm.
Didn't get anything back. It was like 10-15 places I think I emailed out, got nothing. And then all of a sudden we've got a name and now we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Indeed. And well, I'm glad that we were able to do that for you. We're going to listen to your musical selection next, and well, tell us about Neon Fly.
Neon Fly are good friends of mine, and they're just brilliant. They've done well, quite a lot, and
at a European tour last year.
Yeah, in Mexico, I think they got another one coming up. I think they're doing one in Finland with Syra from Sweden, and just listen to the track and
great
fall in
guys.
Love with it as much as
it's what I'd call hard rock, and it should be out there a bit more than it is, but you've got to get the exposure for it. So hopefully now people will be listening to it and going, I'm going to get that album. They're on Spotify.
Yep.
Let's expose it.
Down the river, It's all because of you. I'll find another Eden. There's nothing left here. 10 years looking back, this can't go on. 10 years I've been trying to find the answer. 10 years find the strength to carry on. This time I'm breaking free. The door, I can't grab the handle. This is what I'm fighting for. I'm not walking away. Feeling like I never reach the sky. Every time you make me wanna die. Every minute, every hour and day. Every moment's at a price I have to pay.
Neon Fly and Another Eden here on Curbballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my studio guests tonight, Trinunki and Bruce from 035 Promotions. Where does the name 035 come from?
That was your
idea.
Purple.
It's the down, the old trope of, okay, you can play Dragonfly, but can you 035? Just those three chords, and it's... It wanted something that wouldn't be too long, something that would be catchy, something that if you're into music, you probably know it just by looking at it. You're like, oh, I know where that's come from. Is that what they've done?
Yeah, but and then yes, again, that saying that, done. Andy from Forged in Black, when I said to him about the name, he was like...
I did get it wrong to begin with.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I said 135.
Yeah, and it was like... No,
but I'm a bass player.
Yeah, so when I said to him about it, he went... I think I know that for something. And then when I told him, he was like, played it in his head, and then he was like, oh yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
There we go. There we go. Well, as someone who has pretended they're 35 before now, it definitely strikes a chord with me as well. In every sense. So we are rapidly running out of time, but, so we've got the gig coming up this Friday at Chinnery's.
Yeah.
With all the bands involved, where can people go online to find out more about 035? And you know, if there's any Facebook. Bands out there who wanna find out about what dates you've got coming up, where can we go?
Well, you can go on Facebook 035 Promotions, Instagram
035 Promotions.
That's it, or Trinunki Thompson,
or YouTube 035 Promotions,
or Bruce Thompson.
We kept it Facebook. As simple as that we could.
Yeah, or on Instagram Trinunki09.
I don't know what my Instagram is.
Yeah. So
you find one of them, you find all of them. Yeah. We've got some little video clips, promos of the bands up there. We've got some spoken promos from the bands up there. And you'll see some of the other little clips that we've put out, or a post we've put up for a band
videos.
That we're interested in, a gig coming up that we think you should be interested in.
We've got some live videos going up from what we've done at the Underworld. With Dyker, Forged in Black, and
putting those together. I got the audio tracks come separately straight from the sound engineer, and then I've got a GoPro from the bass headstock, and we've got the drummers' things, and there was somebody going around in the crowds with them, so I'm going to take one of the songs for each of the bands, put it together with some of the bits there for them, so you'll get to see what we've done in the past, but this one's going to come up before they go up.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Look up 035 on all of those. And Trununki, in case you're wondering, is T-R-A-N-U-N-K-I. Yep. Don't misspell that. Goodness knows where you'll end up. So,
don't tell me where you do.
Right. Yes. Probably for the best. So, gents, have a fantastic gig at Chinneries in Southend on Friday night.
And if you're free, more than welcome to come down.
Thank you very much. We'll be listening to an interview with Donka Carnuffle after we've played this track from you, called from them, entitled Blood for Donko.
Nice.
Agreed.
Yeah.
with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and it delights me to say that I am now joined by Skeets from Donker Carnoffel. Good evening, Skeets. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. First things first that we need to sort out, am I saying the name correctly?
We're not too strict on it. I mean, people can... they can mess it up if they want, but I mean, we probably mess it up anyway, so yeah, don't worry about it.
Righto. Okay, thank you for that.
Donker Carnoffel's good, yeah.
Yeah. Who else is in the band with you?
Okay, so me, Skeets, I play drums, there's Mr. Bloody on guitar, Riggles on bass, and Trippy on vocals.
Righto. So, how did you all end up A, with those names, and B, in a band with that name?
Me and Mr. Bloody founded the band back in 2009, and I don't know, we've been like a few bands before that, very kind of serious metal, and we just thought it'd be nice to like do something that where we don't have to be so serious, but take it seriously enough to actually do something with it.
Indeed.
And, after a while, just we're coming up with ideas, zombie clowns seem to be a winning combination.
Clearly, yes. And what is a Donker Carnoffel?
That would be telling, wouldn't it?
Oh, okay.
I can tell you. It's Afrikaans, and, it essentially translates as dark carnival, but, there's a bit of a story behind it, but yeah.
It's like, why just call yourself Dark Carnival when you can call yourself that?
Well, yeah, I certainly like to get a bit of attention. Although, people, and you know, I don't criticise anyone for it, but mostly people don't remember it the first time.
Possibly not. Yeah. It's just this whole myriad of syllables to them, I think, when they first hear it, isn't it?
Yeah, they usually remember it as something like donkey something.
Fair enough. Yes, I can imagine that. So you've been together for it's a few years now, isn't it?
2009 when we started. We've been through quite a few. Band members during that time to get to where we are at the moment, but 15 years, so it's been a while.
Well, you clearly have no signs of slowing down, as obviously you're going to be at Chinnery's on Friday night alongside the other acts that we've chatted to tonight. And well, tell us about the releases that you have available at the moment. Tell us about The Omen.
So we have the Omen EP, which I believe is on Bandcamp for free. You can grab that. And the Omen EP is essentially about The Omen, as in the trilogy movies. It's a trilogy of tunes. But yeah, it's a trilogy of songs that are about... the Omen trilogy. So you got the Omen 1, Omen 2, and Omen 3.
Indeed. And so you've got some influence from the Omen films, and who would you say are your main musical influences?
We, as members, we all have very different influences, which we kind of bring to the table. It's usually around extreme metal, though, but it's all very, very different, which we try to put in there, because there's like death metal, there's black metal, there's grindcore, which just kind of makes it a bit of a very, very heavy and brutal but interesting sound. My inspiration, I'll go back to the likes of Iron Maiden, which is one of my favourite bands of all time. We sound nothing like. There'll be loads of bands I've inspired by, like, heavy bands like Napalm Death, Anel Nathrak, Akakoki,
Excellent. Yeah, good It's an interesting range. When you look into each one, you'll see that there's actually a lot of differences between them, which is excellent. And you have plans for a new album this year. So tell us about that.
Yes, so it's an album we've been working on for quite some time. Went through a series of delays, one of the big ones being a certain pandemic of unknown origins. But we've got an album coming out, hopefully at some point soon, called Rise of the Red-Nosed Nemesis. Eloquent title, we think.
If you get it done within the next couple of months, you'll have it out for Red Nose Day.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, we don't want to steal the spotlight or anything.
There's that to it, yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have an actual release date for it just yet, though. But we're still fine-tuning some things about it.
Excellent. How is it different from the Omen EP?
Well, the Omen EP was kind of a bit of a sort of standalone sort of thing, because it was like inspired by those films. We kept it with its own kind of thing.
Uh huh.
So Apocalypse would be much more kind of our sort of general kind of theme, which is zombies, clowns, and apocalypses. Apocalypse C, apocalypse site. How do you pluralize that?
I just thought it was apocalypses.
Okay, apocalypses.
Yeah.
We'll go there.
If people out there know otherwise, radio@phoenixfm.com. We're happy to be clarified on that. Righto. So what can we expect from a Donkey Carnival live show?
We try to avoid playing gigs. We like to play shows. So we're quite a visual band as much as we are a noisy one. You could as a stage with looking like a musty, horrible clowns. Blood dripping from their faces. I like to think it's a bit of a visual treat, but I don't know. There are people out there that are of the clan, so I know that we can be a little bit triggering in that area.
Righto. Well, I suppose forewarned is forearmed.
We're not real clowns, but we kind of are. Now, do you know what? There's probably a clown community out there. If they hear that, they'd be like, hang on a second. we haven't passed any, licenses or anything to be clowns, just to clarify.
Righto. Okay, so, yeah. And, yes, that in a sense is possibly even scarier. But, So do you have plans for more shows in the pipeline?
We've got nothing booked at the moment. Trippy addition to the band, who's on vocals. He's getting up to speed with the tracks, and we've played a couple of shows late last year. So we're kind of just taking it bit by bit at the moment, come out in full force, but I'm sure we will have some stuff on the books at some point soon.
That was me chatting with Skeets from the band Donka Carnoffel. We're running out of time, and I do want to make sure that we get the interview with Ilya from Concrete Age in before the show is out. The full versions of these interviews will be available to listen back to, along with all the songs, on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, so do make sure that you stay tuned for those. Here is my interview with the headliners of the evening, with many thanks to Tranuki and Bruce for joining us in the studio as well. This is my chat with Ilya, who will be headlining the night along with his band Concrete Age at Chinnery's in Southend on Friday.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Phoenix 98 FM, and joining me now is Ilya from Concrete Age. Good evening, Ilya.
Good evening, all. Nice to meet you, Nick.
Nice to meet you, too. Before we go any further, am I saying your name correctly?
You are the first one who did it from the first attempt, yeah.
Yay! Yes, I take pride in that. So, yes, so where are you from originally?
I'm from the North Caucasus, which is on the border with Turkey and Georgia. That's Russia, south part of Russia, next to the Black Sea and Sochi, where the Olympics were.
Nice. Excellent. So, with Concrete Age, who else is in the band with you?
With me is Giovanni, the bass player. He's from Sardinia. Boris, guitar player. He's from Bulgaria. And we have Davide on drums, who is also from Sardinia.
Wow, so you're quite multinational.
Yeah, we play ethnic metal, we have to prove it.
Yes, very true. So, how did you, from all of these different corners of the world, get together?
London. So, originally the project was starting in Russia in 2011, and then I moved in London in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, yeah, I met Boris from the advertising. So it was, I think it was Gumtree. And then we had some other band members like going in, going out. And then finally, I think 2018, I managed to get the lineup I wanted with people I love to play with, a great attitude and plus very professional when it comes to, you know, music. They know what to do on their own instrument, and they also have great level of creativity. So yeah, that's all happened in London.
Excellent, good stuff. So yes, well, it's fantastic that I've been able to bring you all together. So tell us about your sound and who your influences are. I asked this question early on, so if it's a long answer, that's totally fine.
That's fine. Right. So, like I mentioned earlier, that's an ethnic metal. Mm. Don't get confused with folk metal, because folk metal is basically, they are specified on specific culture. What we do instead is we're trying to combine, like, music from all over the world and mix it with death, thrash metal. When it comes to influence, Mets, like metal influencers were, I would say, Fear Factory, Sepultura, Vader, Testament. Well, when it comes to other sounds, I would mention stuff like Enigma, if you know them, Delirium.
Oh, yeah.
You know, New Age stuff, basically. I love that type of music because it's different. It brings you, like, that sort of feelings like a travel, you know, you travel sitting in your own sofa, you travel all over the world. That's what the main goal of the project, to make everyone how can I put it, travel all over the world without even paying a penny for that, you know. Just plug your headphones in and there you go, you're in Africa, and then next song you're in Egypt, next song you're in Bulgaria or wherever you want to travel.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, it's wonderful that music can do that. So yeah, love it that your sound has such a vast array of influences. That's so good to hear. I was not expecting Enigma to come out to be mentioned, but yes, excellent.
Well, Enigma was like the project that first came in my mind, because that's kind of well known.
Mm.
I would say my biggest influences were like Philip Thornton. That's a UK-based composer. I think he's around he's 65 or 70, something like that. But he used to do like Egyptian albums, and then the next album would be like purely dedicated to Tibetan music and like all sorts of culture, you can imagine. And that's wonderful, you know, because metal on its own is great, powerful energy, but nowadays you need to have something new, and you know, just you can't play over and over again the same type of music like nowadays. Yeah, no matter how technical are you, that's not the case. The I think what people looking for when they listen to music, they want to experience something new, unique, and that's what we're trying to do.
Excellent. Yes, and it sounds like you are achieving it good and proper. So tell us about the releases that you currently have available.
Oh, what's it, like 8 albums we have. The latest one was Bard of the Dole, which was dedicated to the Balkany type of music. Closer to, I think, Turkey, Bulgaria, Romania. That was released in 2023. And straight after that, decided that we're not going to have a big gap between the releases, because I hate doing this, you know, having one album and just playing live one or two albums. No, that's, we have the opposite problem. Every new gig is like, all right, what are we going to play this time?
It's a nice problem to have, in all honesty. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I mean, as a musician, you should be able to do that, you know, to write music all the time, other than just, you know, like I mentioned before, what's the right word? Like parasiting on your own, the poor discography you have, and you're trying to, how can you, what was the right word for that? Raping your own discography, consisting of 2 albums or whatever. My time, not
wearing out. Nonsense. I think's the apt term.
Yeah, so we released the Bardo Thodo, which was actually kind of good success for the underground music, because we've been mentioned in like magazines like Metal Hammer and Power Play and stuff like that, Zero Tolerance. And Bardo Fidel was released in January 2023, and 1 month after that, I have decided that we need another release, and we literally today we finished the mastering. I'm doing the mastering of the upcoming album that is probably going to be released in April or maybe March, but I'm kind of I'm not quite sure when the release is going to be, because we are also going to do the vinyl for this album.
Uh-huh.
Vinyl normally takes like 2 months for being like released and printed out, so probably we're talking about March and April, and that's this album is going to be dedicated to the music, folk music, where I'm originally from North Caucasus. No one ever did this before, so I can imagine that's going to be like a very unique experience, both for us and for listeners as well.
Excellent. Well, we'll definitely be looking forward to that. Where are you recording the album, out of interest?
I got the studio, and I'm doing the mastering and the composition, and then I send raw versions of tracks saying, guys, would you like to put something on top of that as well? So I have my own vision of stuff, and they said, guys, if you can do anything like something more or less more interesting from what the demo has, please feel free to do that. It's kind of a tricky work for them, because, you know, when you have track in your mind and people trying to manipulate with, like, let's say, bass lines or guitar solos and stuff like that, I'm a bit selfish, but, yeah, like, having such an amazing lineup that I have at the moment, you know, I learned to how to work with other people, not being selfish. Well, I'm still learning, but I'm getting there. And guys, I must say, they're doing amazing work, because they need to put hands on the music they never been playing before. Plus, that's metal, that's not like your folk music. Yeah, you need to integrate some metal riffs to that. Man, that's a hard work, I must say, because what I'm saying, we do ethnic music with metal. I'm not mentioning like you do pure metal and then suddenly you insert some pit with some sort of like purely ethnic background, you know, with all these percussions. No, what we do actually is integrate metal riffs, combining metal riffs and ethnic riffs all together. I'm talking about the manner of playing on the guitar, the actual tricks that people use, like, let's say, in Balkany or Turkish music or whatever. You do actually have to replicate it on your guitar. So that's insane. That's very hard.
I bet it is. Sounds it.
It is. Yes.
Wow. So with your albums that are currently available, where can people get them from?
Normally it's on like Amazon, Apple, Bandcamp. They can stream it on Spotify. Basically all the platforms that are popular nowadays, that's where they can listen to our music.
Excellent. Good stuff. And you've got the gig coming up at Chinnery's in Southend this coming Friday.
Indeed, yeah.
With a fantastic lineup.
Yes.
And as well as this one, do you have more gigs in the pipeline, or are you currently focusing on getting the new release sorted?
Yes, we have some gigs in February. That's to be confirmed. We have... Mm-hmm. We are having festival in April, which is one Warhorns festival in Yorkshire, and then we have some other gigs to be confirmed in March, I think, and May as well. But like, definitely we're going to have next week and plus the Warhorns festival in Yorkshire, and there were a couple of people invited us abroad, countries like Italy and some other countries as well.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a bit expensive, but we'll see how it goes, because mainly we are focused on the release, because that's a massive release. We spend like a year. I know for some people year is nothing, but for us, having the songs like we did on this album, that was quite short period put things on, because I never played something like that before. The main goal was not to sound too folky, you know, because sometimes you can do metal, you mix it with folk, and there you go, you have another, what was the name, like a band like Control, Corpiclani, you know, you can notice that's been stolen from someone, you know. we didn't want that, so...
I don't think that's going to be a problem at all with your sound.
Hopefully. Thank you.
More than welcome, matey. Well, it's great to hear that you've got so much coming up. That does sound like it's going to be a great year. So, we'll be playing a track of yours in just a moment. The second one we've heard tonight. But where can people go online to find out about Concrete Age?
Yeah, my official website, Facebook, Instagram, all these sorts of websites. Sorry, that's my daughter actually cracked.
Ah, right.
She heard that we're going to play one of the songs, and she either love it or hate it. I don't know.
Righto. Righto. Well, it looks like we're going to find out in just a moment. So, well, we won't keep you too much longer. What track of yours shall we listen to next?
Let's go for True Believer from the Band of Fodor, third track on the record.
Excellent, good stuff. Have a fantastic gig at Chinnery's on Friday. Good luck with the making of the new album. And yeah, we really look forward to hearing more from Concrete Age very soon.
Thank you. Join us for the legend and the right decision now.